We got to the end of the Kimati Lahaikra Bachi sugyas, right? The when you got to that pasuk, this one had cried, and when they got to this pasuk, this one had cried. We focused yesterday on Rabbi Yochanan's drushas of Heim Bekadosha of Lo Yamin, which was in the top of Hey Amid Aleph, right? Heim Bekadosha of Lo Yamin. So let's just read quickly. Yochanan Kimati Lahaikra Bachi. When he got to the following pasuk, he would cry. Vatziseini vo levalo chinam, and you incited me against him to destroy him for no reason. The Satan incited Hashem to go against Eov. Eved Shirabo Masitan lo v'nises, the slave whose master, when they incite him, is incited. Takana yeshlo, is there any way to fix that? Once you incite the master against him, what else? If the master can be incited, then what hope do we have? Rav Yochanan kimati lahaikra bachi heim kadosha v'lo yomin. Right? But he can't have any faith even in a tzaddikim. Then what could he have faith in? So this wanted to prove that idea of that pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan's second pasuk. He saw a certain man was gathering figs, and you leave those that were ripe and take those that were not ripe. Amrli lav hani malan tar Yochanan said to him, aren't these ripe ones better? Why are you taking the unripe? So Amrli hani la orcha binula, I need these for the journey. Hani natravani, these unripe figs will keep for the journey, while those won't. So Amrav Yochanan then said, hey, that's what it means. Hey, mikdosh of lo yamin, you can't rely on those who are holy now, because they can be masriach, they can go off the derech, they can ruin, they can spoil. Is that really true that we're worried and therefore that's why tzaddikim are taken early? Anyway, is that we have the opposite. Ha'u Talmud Davi Shisori, there was a certain student who was in the neighborhood of Rebbe Alexandri, Sheva Vuse. By the way, it's the second time we've had Sheva Vuse. Anybody know where we've had Sheva Vuse so far in Chagiga? Just a couple of short dapim. The two mutes that were in the Sheva Vuse, Rebbe Yehuda. Remember, they were there in the base medrash. They would sit there quietly, nodding their head. They were also in the Sheva Vuse. V'shachiv adazuter, and he passed away while still in his youth. Amar Alexander said, "Yibay Yahavim Rabbanai Chai." Had this rabbinic student wanted to be a bigger tzaddik, he would have lived. V'misin, if Rabbi Yochanan was correct, Dil Mem Gishlo Yamin Yomi. Why don't we say he died because he was too frum, and he could have gone off the derech? No, this was an obvious case. I don't know why we even brought this up, the Gemara is saying. Ahu mavai parvusav habe. This student was someone who rebelled against his teachers, and therefore it's not a kasha on us. Rabbi Alexandri knew he was not one of the kedoshim, so it's not even a kasha on our approach. Now, third Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahaikra bachi. Rabbi Yochanan got to the following pasuk, he would cry, v'kerafti aleichem lemishpat, v'yisi eidem mar machshayim anafin shayim eshekel eshvi sachar sachir, right? I'll draw near for you for judgment. I'll be a swift witness against the sorcerers, the adulterers, those who swear falsely, and those who extort the wages of the workers, we said. So, evitrab megar l'amidinu, a slave whose master draws near to him, quick to judge him. What hope does he have? Amri Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oilan Shokol Okazgal, won't touch the Torah, weighs the light ones against the heavy ones. And then we pointed out the end of the Pasuk, which it doesn't say here, but you have to know the end of the Pasuk. How do you do that? You just check Rashi. Amri Shlokish, Kol Hamata Dina Shalger, anyone who ruins the judgment of a Ger, Kilu Mata Dina Shalmal, it's though you ruin the judgment above. Because by Ger, it says Umata, Umate Xiv, and one who, Mati, it's like, it's a, it can be read as perverts me. You take the word umate with a tsere, and you could read it as umati, you perverting me. Okay, you could just read, because the nekudos are not in a sefer Torah. So you could change the nekudos and read it as you're perverting me, Hashem says, and that's the drasha. Now we have a further drash on umate ger. So let's just catch the flow now, because it's new Gemara. I want you to understand the flow. We started with the first drasha off of Pasuk, vatzisiteni bo levalo chinam. Right, where an Eved who is incited, or the master is incited against the Eved. Does he have hope? That's one. B'kadosh of lo yamin. That was second Rabbi Yochanan pasuk that he wanted to discuss. You give him faith in those who are his holy ones. We had the unripe figs, ripe figs illustration. We had the kasha from Rabbi Alexandri, but then there being not kasha, that was a outlier case of a chutzpah Talmud. Then we have it, the third pasuk where he would cry, and that was v'karafti, swift justice on the light things were judged equally as the heavy things. That's pretty scary. And then Rav Reish Lakish wanted to darshan a little further on this pasuk while we were already on it, and that was the umati ger stuff, which we talked about now. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Papa, a second drusha on this extension of the pasuk. Kol ha'osa davar umischaret bo, anybody does something which is usser and then regrets it, mochlin lo miyad, he's forgiven immediately. Shenemar, as it says, velo ye ra'uni, right? And they don't fear me, right? In the same pasuk that we just read, that we keep focusing on, they did these sins because they didn't fear me, right? Ha yirauni, that sounds like if they do fear me, mochlin lohem miyad, they'll be forgiven immediately. Meaning once there's a reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the point. It says, well, yirauni, they don't have any reverence for me. That causes chaos in the world. But once they have that reverence for me, I'm fine. We're mochel. Let's move on. Rav Yochanan, so what you had here was Rav Yochanan's third source, and we had two people adding some drushas to it. We had Reish Lakish, and we had Rav Chanina Bar Papa. Now let's go to his fourth pasuk. Rav Yochanan kimati lahai kra bachi. Rav Yochanan got to the following pasuk, he cried. Ki es kol mais elokim yavi b'mishpat al kol nelam. Every action which a person does, Hashem will bring into judgment even every hidden matter. We're going to focus on that. Al kol nelam. So Eved Sharabo Shokel Lo Shkagos Kazona. So first of all, a slave whose master equates the unintentional with the intentional, right? So Takana Yeshlo, does such a person have any hope? Right? Because the word Nelam means hidden. And Hashem is saying that he'll bring a person to judgment for the unintentional sins, which are not even known to the sinner. Nelam, it's hidden. You don't even realize the motivation. And yet God will bring you to task for that. That's kind of scary. Do you have a takana? Do you have hope if God is going to equate the two? So let's analyze this a little bit. My al-kol nelam. What does it mean concerning every hidden thing? Right? Well, what does it mean? It sounds like even small little mistakes are going to get nailed. Amar Rav, yeah, it is. Ze ahore kina bifnei chavero v'nimasbo. This is one who kills a little fly, like a little gnat, in front of his friend, and your friend is now disgusted by it. It wasn't nice. It was me. Was it? What Isser did you violate? There's no Isser. You didn't violate any Isser. You can't point to any Isser in the Torah. But it was inappropriate. You're having a conversation and you smash the fly in front of the friend. Shmuel says, it's zeh harak bifnei chavero v'nimas. That refers to one who spits in front of his friend and the friend is disgusted by it. Meaning, these are two illustrations of trying to explain that the word al-kol nelam, even that which is hidden, the Torah is being makbid on even small, minuscule things that you can't really pin down as any real isser in the Torah. But really, they're not appropriate. They're not appropriate for a person to do. Okay? So the Gemara explains now the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, im tov im ra. Right? That God will take you to task on all things which are hidden, Im tov, im ra, right? This is from Eicha, by the way. Where is this from? Koheles. Yeah, it's Koheles, sorry. Im kol, im tov, im ra. So what does that mean? So Amri debei Rav Yanai. They said in the base medrash of Rav Yanai. Because what does it mean? God punishes you for a good deed? No, it's hanoten staka la'ani befarhesya. One who gives tzedakah to a poor person in front of other people. You hear that? It's a good thing. You gave a poor guy tzedakah, but you embarrassed him. Ki hada Rav Yanai chazilahu gavra dekayav zuzlan prezik. He saw a certain man who gave a zuz to a poor person in public. And Amar Rav Yanai said to him, mutav delo yahavtale. It would have been better had you not given him the tzedakah. Mehashta deyavtale v'chasafte. Than that what you did now. You gave him tzedakah and embarrassment. So you see, there's an example of being brought to judgment for a good deed. That's one example. Give me another example. Debei Rav Shila Amri. Zeha nosen tzedakah le'isha b'seser. That's one who gives money to a woman in private. Deka maisi lalidei chashada. Because that brings you into chashad, suspicion. Right? If you're going to give tzedakah to a woman, it should be with someone else knowing about it. Someone else needs to know about it. It should be on the books. Shouldn't be quiet. Rava says, Zeha meshager le'ishto basa she'eno mechutach ba'arve shabasas. That refers to someone who sends uncut meat to their wife on Erev Shabbos. One interpretation is that you didn't make sure to first remove the parts that are usher to eat, the fats, the chalev that are usher to eat. You sent the whole meat just hoping that, you know what, it's already nice, I'm sending meat home. Let her figure out what to cut off, what not to cut off. You should have taken care of the portions that need to be removed.
All these things that the guy did without realizing that it was improper, What was the punishment? Why was
it still? It's lacking in certain midos.
Well, good for bad means that he gave tzedakah, but he did it improperly.
One example was he gave tzedakah, but he gave it in public. Or number two, another example was that he gave tzedakah to a woman privately. Number three, that he gave uncut meat to his wife, Erev Shabbos, while she's rushing. She's not going to have time to cut away those things that you think are okay. Now, but wait a second. But Rava Ava Mishaga, Rava famously would send uncut meat to his wife, Erev Shabbos. He would bring home meat and give it to her. No, Shiny Bas Rav Chisda. Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chisda. She was different. Dekimle Begava de Bekia. Rava knew that she was an expert. This is not an average person. She knew all the halachas in this area, and therefore there was a chazakah. He knew he could rely on her to take care of it, and therefore it wasn't a problem. Here is the next Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahai krabach. Rabbi Yochanan got to the following pasuk, he would cry. Vayakim titzeena oso raus rabas vatsaras. And it'll be when that many evils and distresses come upon him. So Evet Sharaba Mamzutas, a slave whose master brings upon him evils and many distresses, Takana Yishla, what hope does he have? So what does it mean, ra'os, evils and distresses? Amarava, ra'os shanas l'tzara zulazu. Evils which seem to compound on one another. What's an evil that compounds on one another? So kagon ziborav akrava. Example, the bite of a wasp and a scorpion. Shmuel, because you didn't just get one, you got one on top of the other. Meaning the remedy for one bite is negative for the other one. And therefore you're now messed over. Because the medicine you're supposed to take for this counteracts the medicine you're supposed to take for that. Now you're really messed over. So that's what it means, that the problem compounds on top of each other. That's one way to understand it. Shmuel says, Zehamamtzi lo mos la'ani b'shas dachko. That refers to someone who makes money available to a poor person only when the poor person is really in a difficult state. In difficult state. By the way, how's that compounding? This you have to keep in mind. Rashi explains that he thinks this line should have been part of the last Gemara. Remember, things that are tov imra, that are good but still lacking? He thinks it's supposed to be part of that last Gemara, not this. It's not supposed to be here. That's a very interesting Rashi. So again, let's read. Amarav, Raus Shanasa Tzarsla. The Pasuk says evils which compound on top of one another. What's an example? A bite of a wasp and a scorpion, because now they contradict each other. Shmuel comes along, and while commenting on the previous Gemara, he says, you know who's a guy who's going to be judged for good? He only makes money available on the guys at the last breath. Amarav, Ahinadam Rinshi, Zuza Lale Lo Shchiche. A zuz is not available for purchasing. Litlisa Shechiach. But to hang it in a basket, that could be found. Meaning, to purchase food when you need to finally hang something up, put something down, suddenly there's food. At the last person, at their last breath, suddenly then someone shows up with money. But when people are having a tough time, nobody shows up. They wait till you're in the worst scenario. Okay, before this gets out of hand, let's now go back up to the top and let's show you how the flow now could be memorized quite easily. We have the whole Amud. You have the whole Amud now. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says that v'tistani volavolo chinam. So first you have the Eov Pasuk, right? You have the Eov source, which is the source about inciting the master. What hope does he have? Then you have, you can't rely on his tzaddikim. So I would do like this. I would picture Eov first. Eov is always someone who's got five casts on. He's got a neck brace. He's guy Nebuch has been through so much. So Eov is a mess. You got to picture Eov first. Then Kedoshev Lo Yamin. You picture Rav Yoshev, a tzaddik, helping up Eov. He's Kedoshev. Help Rav Yoshev helping Eov get up. You then, on that, you have a sidebar on whether Kedoshev Lo Yamin, what is an example, or give us an incident. So there we have the incident of the ripe grapes. You picture Rav Yoshev eating ripe grapes. So you go over there, ripe grapes. We have the sidebar story that didn't fit because that was a chutzpah talmid chacham. You see some young yeshivish kid who starts trying to kick Rav Yoshev, God forbid, over there. So you got that. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, but there's still two main psukim Rav Yochanan. Then you have, after that, Rav Yochanan's next pasuk, which was the swift to judgment one, right? So you have sorcerers in there. You have all these things in one. Oshik Sukhir, forcing people going quickly in judgment. You have no hope. So that's the third source, right? So after you have Rav Yoshev there and the guy kicking, so you have there a big court case where they're all, the whole place is packed. There's everybody. There's Menach Shafim. There's Menachem. There's everybody inside these. They're all there brought in for these court cases. And then on that, we had a further extension, which was Al-Kol. We had more than that. We had a Reish Lakish coming in there. We had Reish Lakish wanted, Matadina Shalger, Wait after that, matadino shel ger in the case. So they first brought in the ger. So you picture someone who very obviously looks like a ger coming into court. Matadino shel ger, and that's the biggest chil Hashem. And then we have on that also someone who says sorry. So the ger walks out, tells the judge how sorry he is for what he did. So mochlin lo miad. Then we get to the fourth Rav Yochanan, and that is he would cry, which God, I'll call Nelam, which God brings everything to Mishpat, even the things that are hidden. You know, Shkagos, Mezidim, what hope do you have? So what's I'll call Nelam? Rav gave an example. So you see the guy who just asked for forgiveness in court, who said, I get it. Yeruni Adam Achai, I fear you, and that's it, I forgive you. He's walking out of court, and he's free, but they bring him right back in for something. He killed somebody by accident. They're bringing him right back in. And they say, what'd you do? So example, as he walks in, he smacks a fly right there on the thing. He smacked a fly, and then all of a sudden someone spits on him. So you have the spitting case over there. What does it mean, im tov im ra? So that's one who gives tzedakah to a poor person in public. That was one example. Then we saw a person who gives a woman privately and doesn't tell anybody. Or another example is someone who gives a woman a piece of meat, but doesn't cut out away the bad stuff. We know that Rava would do it, but Shani Bas Rav Chizda, she was the daughter of Rav Chizda. She knew what she was doing. She was an expert over here. Then finally, the last one, Rabbi Yochanan, when he comes to the following pasuk, he would cry, right? Vayakim tinseeno so raos rabos tsaras. Many evils, distresses compounding. So a master brings such things upon his Talmud. What hope does he have? But what does it mean, evils and stresses compounding? You saw the wasp and the scorpion, where the two anecdotes, the two medicines counteract each other. So you're in big trouble. And then we gave back an example. What does it mean, a good thing that God's going to hold you accountable for? Someone who gives money to a poor person in a time of need and pointed out that time of need is only when things are really so bad. Suddenly people start to step up, and that's when they... and that's when they begin to help. Okay, so the easy
that's bad.
It's good. You're helping. It's still good.
Yeah.
But in a sense of the bigger picture, it's bad. You have to wait till the guy is nebuch out of the house, is evicted. He's got not. You have to wait till then. You know the guy was suffering all the way through. Okay, so these dapim still we continue. You're very fortunate. Chagiga has been very kind to us. I would say one of the hardest gemaras right now in Chagiga is just to recognize that that one line in this Agarata is going on im tov im ra, and it's not going on. And it's not commenting on the other part over here at the end. So, you know, that comes up a lot by the Shalach Manas type thing. My Shalach Manas is a whole discussion in the postgame, whether you give someone something that has to be ready-made or ready to go for the Suda, or does it need them to prod? You know, sometimes people give Shalach Manas where they give you a whole recipe thing. They give you the ingredients, and they tell you how to concoct the whole thing. Like, cute Shalach Manas, like how to do it, step one, step two. So the Shiloh, do you need to give someone something which has got to be ready for the Suda, ready to go right now? Or can it be made? So that's the idea. Maybe over here also, when you give someone something, you should finish the job. Give them it correctly and appropriately, and so they know what they're...
Yeah.
Right. Right. So therefore, if you see that he was fine to do that, you see it's more about a fear. We're just afraid the average person is going to go into Shabbos all busy and not take care of it. Yeah, that seems to be the fear over here. Okay, let's stop there for today. Shkoyach.